Hey, Kelly. Jason Marks at 730 The Ump in Huntsville. Wanted to ask you, once you entered the transfer portal, how fast was it before the first coach contacted you, and who was it, and why did you choose Missouri?
Oh, man. Like, literally right when I transferred, we'll put myself in the portal, and then, you know, the coaches could contact me. Missouri was the first school that contacted me, just, like, text me, just let me know who they are, and, you know, just want to get on the phone with me. And what was your last question? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, why did you?
Oh, man, it was a crazy process. And, you know, when I went out there on a visit, you know, I just pretty much fell in love with everything that, you know, they had to offer, and, you know, for me within that last year, you know, because the biggest thing for me, I was like, okay, you know, I have 1 year to get it right. You know, I can't have any slip ups. And then they knew it. And then, you know, just pretty much just telling me, you know, how Drew had the success he had within a year, where he put himself in a position to be where he wanted to be, you know, this at the end of the year, and then look up his second round draft pick. I was like, okay, that's a box check for me. You know, how they can, you know, grow me into, you know, the quarterback that I want to be, being able to play at the next level. So that's been just the biggest thing, you know, that, you know, the box is just getting ready to be checked.
Kelly, AJ Spurr, 90.7 FM, Tuscaloosa. What do you think the biggest change is going to be for you going from the ACC to the SEC?
As a quarterback, I don't feel like nothing's going to change for me. Like mindset-wise, I'm still have the same mindset, you know, that I've had, you know, since I got to college. You know, just taking one day at a time, just, you know, not looking too far ahead. You know, just focus on, you know, what I can focus on and control, what I can control, and just being great where my feet are.
Joe Bombo, SB Nation Radio. How important were your parents in you making this decision and throughout the process?
It was, man, I can't thank them enough, because, like, when I made the decision, it was a day before my birthday. So it was a birthday I'm always remember. And just having them to lean on, because, you know, right after I made it, I wasn't in a great spot mentally. And so just having my mom, my dad, you know, to pour into me, you know, uplift me, you know, praying for me. And so, you know, just having that support from them. And then they told me, when I told them I was going to Missouri, you know, it was 12 hours away from home. Haven't really been out of South Carolina for a long time. So, you know, it was great just to hear their reaction. Of course, you know, I'm a mama's boy, of course. And, you know, she didn't really want me to go far. But at the end of the day, she says my decision. And she's going to, you know, be right there, you know, throughout the whole journey.
Kelly, Clint Switzer, Great American Sports Network. We saw you at the Mizzou football spring game. Fans kind of treated you like a rock star out there, man. What's the Mizzou fan base? How do you feel like that they've embraced you in your short time in Columbia?
They welcomed me with open arms, you know, from the day I announced to the day right here. And so, you know, they've been great, you know, to see the excitement that they have, you know, for this school and the whole entire state. And, you know, I just can't thank them enough as well, you know, for, you know, allowing me, you know, just be here and then represent the school as well.
Jordan Campbell, Fox Sports, Shoals. Kelly, what was your initial reaction when the sanctions were levied on Mizzou, given all that you have been through over the past 12 months?
It was a weird day. I think I was in actually the facility. Then, like, all of a sudden, everyone was getting text messages about we having a team meeting that wasn't, like, planned or scheduled. That was like, don't go to class or don't go to tutoring. Make sure everyone's there. And so for me, I was like, somebody get fired? They ain't telling me about it. So I'm like, oh, man. And so, you know, just sitting there and just hearing Coach Odom, you know, deliver the message, because, you know, he didn't have to, like, go in depth with the details about everything that had went down. You know, he just laid it out there for us. And he was like, you know, he was open, like, if anybody want to leave, you know, no one's going to look at you any differently. You know, you have the opportunity to stay here as well, but, you know, he said we're gonna try to appeal it, you know, just see how it is. It's going to be a process. And, you know, just hearing that, I was like, first and foremost, I don't want to leave. I don't want to go through that recruiting process over again. Now I already built a relationship within that little month or two with those guys. You know, I was already, you know, establishing myself, you know, just working every day. So I was like, this is where I want to be. You know, I made the decision, so I'm not going to, you know, turn back on it now.
Michael Braddon from Saturday Night South. So obviously, I know you wanted to play with Coach Dooley. He's helped Drew Locke quite a bit. You're ready for the NFL. So I'm just wondering, how has he helped your game already just through spring camp?
Well, the pitch for me coming to Missouri, he saw what I did at Clemson. You know, he loved the things, what he saw, you know, from a passer standpoint, and also what I can do with my legs, because, you know, I can make plays with my legs, being able to extend plays. But, you know, being where he was at with the Cowboys, you know, seeing Dak and seeing Tony, you know, having that experience within the Cowboys offense, you know, bringing it to Missouri, and, you know, being able to, you know, put yourself in a position where, you know, he's gonna make plays for you that where you're comfortable. You know, he's not gonna call anything where he's comfortable with it, but the quarterback's not comfortable. He's gonna cater to you. And, you know, just knowing that I have that in my pocket where I can go into a meeting room, I don't like this, I like this though, so let's do this. And he's gonna cater to you. So that's just been one of the biggest things that I liked about, you know, playing for him so far.
Kelly, Joe Cook, WLTX. Kelly, just talk to me about the decision to transfer. How tough was it to make the decision to leave Clemson? And, mm-hmm. and in any way, how did your experience just overall kind of prepare you for where you are now?
It's life. That's why I look back on it. You know, it's tough in the moment, but I can't thank Clemson enough for the opportunity that they gave me to play there, being a kid from South Carolina, you know, playing for his hometown state, and just shaping me into who I am today, like I said. So, you know, it was tough, but, you know, it's life. And, you know, that's how things are. You know, that's what I learned about it. It's adversity as well. It's not, you know, it's how you're going to respond to it, how you're going to get back up. But at the end of the day, I mean, I can look back on it, I'm still smiling. I feel great spiritually, mentally, and physically. And so, you know, ready and anxious to get, you know, get it going.
Over here, Kelly. Kelly, Justin McNally, WTBY, out of Dothan, Alabama. You were on the 2016 Clemson team that played Troy at home, a game that was kind of a lot closer than a lot of people expected. Missouri playing Troy this year. What do you remember about that game and expectations playing a team like Troy that's knocked off two powerhouses the last 2 years?
Man, that was a crazy game. You know, we knew what type of guys they had in that locker room. You know, it speaks for enough, you know, that they've already beaten two high-level caliber schools. You know, they're not going to lay down for anybody. So, you know, I was going to be looking forward to that game as well. But, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead. But, you know, it definitely has some history. And remember the type of guy, type of program that they have as well.
Kelly, Rachel Barbeau right here. SiriusXM, how you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Let me ask you how you feel about just like the life and the plight of a student athlete now. You think about all the changes. You think about the transfer portal. You think about the four-game redshirt rule. You think about the potential of name and likeness. You think about all these different things. I'm curious because you kind of became a poster child. A lot of people talked about you, right? Mm-hmm. And you handled it in a very classy manner. I'm curious what you think happened or what it looks like for student athletes today.
I can say that as of today, you can start to see that a lot of things are being more, you know, student athlete friendly. You know, a lot of people are looking out for, you know, what's in the best interest of the student athlete, you know, whether it's on the field or off the field. And I believe that, you know, transfer portal, not a lot of people, you know, agree with it. But, you know, for me, it's been a tool that, you know, I feel like has pretty much changed my life in a way, in a sense. And so, you know, I thank God for, you know, the timing of it, because, you know, looking two years prior, there wasn't this rule. So I don't know what I would have did, you know, if I didn't have the rule. But, you know, like I said, I'm thankful for it, and I'm glad that you're starting to see changes within, you know, to help and cater to the student athletes. Thank you.
Kelly, can you talk about how you've been gelling with this offense this past spring? I mean, the stable running backs, you got Larry Roundtree, Tyler Beatty, receivers, Jonathan Johnson and Jonathan Nance, and a lot of weapons at your disposal. Just kind of talk about the potential for this offense.
Man, we have a great group of guys that's on the offense side of the ball. And so first and foremost, starts up front, you know, with offensive linemen. You have a very veteran group. You know, a very group that's, you know, gelled and meshed together, you know, very strong and, you know, physical as well. And outside on the perimeter, you know, got guys that can run for days, you know, just biggest thing, just get them the ball, just let them make the plays, you know, for you. Then, you know, to the side of me, you got Roundtree and then Beatty, you know, two different guys, you know. Roundtree's, you know, your typical back run between the tackles, and, you know, do all the dirty work. Then you got Beatty, he's pretty much your scat back. You know, give him the ball out on the perimeter. Also, you can line him up in the slot, and, you know, he can run routes and, you know, create a mismatch for you. And then you can't forget Albert O. You know, he's a big guy with 6'6", like 260, something like that, maybe something short. You know, he's a fast guy, mismatch, you know, for guys out there on the perimeter as well. So, you know, just looking at the offense, you know, we have the pieces, you know, to be as good as we want to be. You know, it just starts, you know, with, you know, since I got there, and then also to the summer, just gelling, just creating that chemistry, you know, to be where we want to be.
Back over here. Hey, Kelly, David Kloniger with the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina. Once you announced your decision to leave Clemson, you know, social media being what it is, a lot of people, you know, calling you a quitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. How did you handle that? And did you ever fire back at any of them?
No, I didn't fire back. And you know, I took it with a grain of salt because I knew the decision, you know, that I was going to make, you know, was going to come from it. You know, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny, you know, people going to label you this, label you that. You know, that's just, you know, the world we live in today. But, you know, what you have to do is just control what you can control, and I control my mindset. You know, like I said, it was tough, but, you know, easier said than done. But I just thank the people that had my corner pouring into me, you know, each and every day, you know, to get me where I am today. And, you know, like I said, you know, I'm thankful for it because I feel like, you know, I've grown so much, you know, within myself to put me in a position where, you know, I'm happy where I am right here today.
John Wilkerson, WNML, Knoxville. I'm just curious, what's it been like to join a group of seniors or upperclassmen? You're expected to be a leader. You've got great experience to share. Was it a difficult transition at all, being vocal and becoming one of the team leaders at Missouri?
It was very challenging because, like I said, I'm a senior, but at the same time, I feel like a freshman because I'm walking to a locker room where I really don't know anybody. You know, I know a few of them because, you know, what the coaches told me who would be coming back, but you know, knowing, having to learn a bunch of names and just build up a relationship, I was like, okay, you know, some guys may know you, some guys may not really. And so the biggest thing, I was like, okay, you know, if I'm going to be looked as a leader, you know, I got to take this, you know, one day at a time. You know, I can't force it. I'm not going to talk myself, you know, to being a leader, you know, in no way or fashion. So I said, I'm just going to show them how I work, you know, in the weight room and then out there, you know, on practice field as well. So the biggest thing, I was like, just encourage and serve, you know, everything else will take place of itself.
Down here in the front.
Caroline Grace, WAFF 48 Sports out of Huntsville. When you got to Missouri, what was your welcome like from the players and the coaches? And as far as on a personal level, now that you've been there a while, how are you getting along with everyone?
I can say the welcome was very different. It was very cold. Nobody told me how cold it would be in Missouri. I remember we had workouts at like 7 in the morning and got up and looked at my phone. It was like negative 15. I was like, man, they didn't tell me this when I was getting recruited. But going back to your question, the guys have been, you know, we're first class. You know, just first day I got there, you know, just, you know, welcome me in, you know, open arms, you know, also support staff within everybody as well. You know, just making sure, you know, I was doing good, you know, adjusting well, and just making sure the transition was as smooth as it could be.
Here in front.
Missouri has a very strong lineage in the last 15 to 18 years as far as quarterbacks, from a Brad Smith, Chase Daniel, and Blaine Gabbert. Of course, Drew Locke just got drafted in the second round. When you look at that and you see that success, what is that? Is it something to set your sights on as far as an end goal for this season?
It's definitely great just coming to a program where, it's, you know, a lot of quarterbacks have left their mark on the program as well. I mean, the biggest thing I said for me, just leave your own legacy. You know, don't try to chase anything, you know, that's not within you. So just, you know, be who you are at the end of the day, and then everything else is going to take care of itself. And, you know, you'll be where you want to be at the end of the day.
Hey, Kelly. Matt Baker with the Tampa Bay Times. You were the first or one of the first players to kind of take advantage of the 4-game and then being able to transfer rule. What are your thoughts on kind of being one of a trailblazer in that?
It was crazy. I didn't even know I was, like, one of the first players to, like, you know, people was telling me, you know, everybody labeling it the Kelly Bryant rule now. So I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that was a thing. I said, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But, you know, it was good to take advantage of it. Like I said, I'm thankful for it, you know, at the time that it came, you know, in place.
Kelly, we know that Chad Morris recruited you hard going to Clemson, and they were after you to come to Arkansas.
Right.
How close were you to possibly making that commitment, and what changed your decision, or what was the biggest factor in the two teams?
Definitely, you know, we had a relationship, you know, out of high school. He was the main guy that recruited me from Clemson, and then also having a chance, you know, recruit me as well, you know, to Arkansas. you know, it was tough because, you know, of course, you know, everybody was like, okay, he's going to go to Arkansas. That makes the most sense. He's being recruited by Coach Morris. You know, it's the same offense as Clemson, maybe a little different as well. But I was like, the biggest thing I want to learn. I want to grow. That's like I said, you know, being able to, you know, get a little experience, you know, before possibly, you know, getting my chance at NFL, you know. So why wouldn't I go learn a whole new offense, go challenge myself and see where I can, you know, be when the time is done. So, you know, that's what the biggest thing that drew me to Missouri.
Kelly, Zach Taylor at College Station, Texas. Since coming to the SEC, what's your overall thoughts on the quarterback class that you're joining, and how does it compare to the ACC, you think?
It's a great class, you know. Looking from across the board, you know, all the guys that represent, you know, the SEC at respective schools. So, you know, it's good, you know, to be up there, you know, with those guys as well. And from the ACC, you know, I feel like that's some of the best players over there as well. You know, you got great guys at that position. You know, they stack up with the top of the guys as well. So, you know, I feel like both conferences have respectively good quarterbacks.
Kelly, you talked about going to Missouri and Arkansas recruiting you. What about Auburn? When did they contact you, and what was said?
Well, I think it was – they were one of the first schools that contacted me. It was probably like a little bit like maybe like 3 or 4 weeks after I announced, you know, okay, you know, because that's one of the schools I wanted to go to out of high school. And so, you know, I took a visit there. But like I said, at the end of the day, some within me was just telling me, go to Missouri. You know, I enjoyed my visit there at Auburn as well. You know, meshed well with Coach Malzahn. But, you know, at the end of the day, I had 1 year to get it right. And I feel like, you know, Missouri is the best position for me to be in.
Yet another transfer question. Sorry. Did you talk to any of the guys who were transferring as well? Did you talk to Justin Fields or Tate Martell? Can you recall?
None of those guys. I talked to, it was literally right before I announced, Tommy Stevens a little bit. So I talked to him. But other than that, I talked to more like skill guys, what receiver, a couple receivers, tight end Jalen Harris, that's at Colorado. So a few of those guys like that.
You're on the podium. Rashad Snell, Alabama News Network in Montgomery. You transferred from Clemson after 4 games, and they went on to win the national championship. Have you talked to those guys on that team? Because, you know, I know it's like a family, and how did that conversation go?
Oh, definitely. I talk to them every day, to this day. We have a group message going, pretty much all the guys, a couple guys is in the league now. You know, it's just how the relationship we built, you know, off, you know, just the game of football. You know, that's just how we always been, pretty much, like you said, a family. You know, it's true. And then I had a couple of my old teammates and roommates come up to my spring game. So it's, you know, the connection and the relationship is still stronger than it's ever been to this day, you know, no matter where we are.